This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I did have a better night's sleep. I'm a little bit more energetic. I only got up twice. I only got up twice in the middle of the night. I only had to pee for one of them. No, I don't have diabetes. No. I just don't sleep well. It's all the hormones and stuff and the cats and the dogs and Corey snoring and I don't know. There was a lot of wind. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we were talking, the wind sounded like Wizard of Oz wind. I swear I thought the house was going to lift up. If it wasn't for my butt, you know, and the amount of poundage each thigh has, I swear I would have been lifted up out of bed. It was some bad, bad wind. And I slept through most of it. Maybe I need the wind. Maybe I need noise. I don't do well in a quiet room. I watch students study, you know. And they need to go someplace quiet. I can't do that. I have to have the TV on. I have to have the kids running around. I have to have the cat purring. I have to have a dog chasing a cat and the cat going, meow! I don't do well with silence. You know, and I'm wondering if maybe that's how the radio star was born. They put somebody in a soundproof room to play music. And the person started to go crazy. I would. I mean, just listen to the room I have to sit in. Just listen. Is that creepy or what? It is eerily creepy being in a soundproof room. I was at a university. We were doing I don't know if it was at UNLV. And they have this very, very special type of room that is, I think, almost 100% soundproof. And I wanted to sing. I wanted to go, I don't know what the hell I wanted to do, but I just wanted to do, make some noise. Wait. I could yodel. Hold on. There. Okay. See, I could yodel. Anyway, so I wanted to do something. They're like, shh. Nope. Soundproof. Nope. I don't like the quiet. The quiet makes me very nervous. I don't know what that is. You know why? It's because I think as a human or as an animal, you pick up patterns. And so, if you know that the cats are purring, there's nobody breaking into the house because the cats will hear that first and they'll be standing up with their tails straight and their back arched. So if I hear the cats purring, you know, it's good. Corey, if Corey's snoring next to me, then I know he hasn't left me in the middle of the night. You know? Now, women always worry about that. I mean, Corey would never cheat on me. He's never cheated on me. But you guys have seen me. You know, you always kind of worry that, you know, maybe he will wait for me to go to sleep and then in the middle of the night go somewhere. But he doesn't. So hearing, it's all, you know, I think that's what it is. I think there's all these sounds that are calming. Excuse me. The only sound I don't like, well, there's two sounds. One is I don't like a police siren. I mean, having been pulled over so many times, I don't do well with the police siren sound. And then the other sound I don't do well on is any single intonation, any single sonic sound wave that leaves my mother's mouth. You know, everybody says, you know, your kids will always be bonded to you, Dahlia, because of your voice. Really? Is my voice something that you think they want to hear? I love my mom. But when my mom talks, the back of the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. So I can't handle it. I can't handle it. And when I hear my mom coming, I panic. No. So I worry about that with the kids. You know, do the kids run? Do they? So those are probably the two sounds. I could handle. I could totally handle fingernails on a chalkboard. compared to my mom.
Yeah,
that's kind of a piece of cake. So that's not a problem. Okay, so we got a very busy day today, very busy day. So hand dryers in public restrooms may spread bacteria to your hands. Now, all of us are going, well, no, duh. Wasn't there a woman on Facebook or Instagram that did a little study looking at hand dryers and bacteria, and didn't she culture what came out of a hand dryer and throw it all over the social media? So we knew hand dryers do that, but we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about that there is a hepatitis C treatment that costs $84,000. It's funny because the article Newsweek has 84 with four zeros. So 84,000. See, I'm not the only one that makes typos. But anyway, there's an $84,000 hepatitis C treatment. There's also a $300 hepatitis C treatment. Why aren't people using the $300 one? We have an E. coli outbreak. This E. coli outbreak is now in seven states. We'll talk about what's going on with that, and they have tied it to Panera Bread. I just don't understand why. We'll talk about that, and if there's other possible sources. If you are a night owl and you love hanging out at night, that's just what you do. You have to sleep in. They say night owls have a 10% higher mortality risk. You are more likely to die than somebody who likes to wake up at 6 in the morning, do their thing, and go to bed by 10 o'clock at night. First of all, who really gets that much sleep? Who? So we have a woman. She's an Instagram model. How? You know, I've taken selfies of myself. I've taken pictures of myself. Does that mean I'm a model? I always wanted to be a model growing up. Always. My aunt was a model. She was skinny. She was beautiful. I wanted to be like her. And so I've always wanted to be a model. She's an Instagram model. So if you take a bunch of pictures of yourself, do you get to call yourself a model? Because I'm going to put that on my resume. I'm a model. Anyway, she tried to change the color of her eyes from hazel to light gray. And unfortunately, almost went blind. So we got a busy day, as you could tell. But I'm really excited about our next guest. A lot of stuff going on with the economy, and we're going to be talking to Dale Snyder, CEO of the Snyder Group and Team Driven Real Estate, so we can talk about what's going on with the real estate market. A lot of us don't know if now's the time to buy, sell, so we're going to get some good advice there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in Backyard Self-Reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi guys, come here back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you guys have a lot of other things to do, and the fact that you forget about that and continue listening to my show is really, really appreciated. Have you guys watched the stock market? It looks like it's up 292 points. It's so cool. I see green. Yeah, it has the green number for up, and then I guess when the stock market drops, it's red. I really wouldn't pick the number red. Red is kind of psychologically a color that gets you all ticked off and upset and mad. You know, maybe we should switch that around. But it's looking pretty good now. I don't know. I don't really know much about the economy. But there's a lot of buzz, a lot of talk, okay, about how the economy is doing after the new tax bill and real estate and how real estate's doing. So I figured what I would do is I would bring our next guest, who I'm really excited about, who knows a hell of a lot more about what's going on with that than I do. And I want to welcome Dale Snyder, CEO of the Snyder Group and Team Driven Real Estate. He's got an office in my neck of the woods in Summerlin, Nevada, Henderson, Irvine, California also. And he's a business coach for MAPS Coaching. He helps agents, brokers build their businesses. This guy knows what the hell he's talking about. Dale, thank you so much for joining us. Wow. All right. What do you see going on?
Yeah. Well, first, thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate the opportunity.
No, I'm honored. Thank you.
You got it. So, real estate in general, what are we seeing going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I'm sure a lot of the listeners and yourself had heard, you know, back in, what was it, 05, 06, 07, during the crash, there were projections that we were going to see a very large shortage of supply of inventory. When all the homes that were selling were going well below the cost of building, the builders stopped building. So fast forward a decade, and what are we seeing? We're seeing a massive shortage in inventory, which is a national issue. There are a few markets where we're not seeing the shortage of inventory. But if you look at it as a whole, the demand is very high, and the supply just isn't there. You know, we're seeing a 1 to 2 month supply of inventory right now in the residential sector. And normal markets, we see a 5 to 7 month supply of inventory.
Wow. Are there any parts of the country doing better in real estate than others? Like, where are the hot places that people want?
Yes, great question. And I would say, you know, if you break this into a couple different sectors, if you're looking at from an investment standpoint, you know, there are some markets that are outperforming others. You know, Texas is hot. Florida is hot. You know, Illinois is doing well. You know, the Detroit area, you know, where you can get into properties for, you know, 50 grand to a couple hundred grand, and you're getting a, you know, a 10% return on your money. You know, that's where we're seeing a lot of the investors go. As far as just actual year-over-year growth, Washington has outperformed every state in the country. They're up 12% year-over-year, followed second by Nevada. We were up 11.3% in the last 12 months.
Wow. Nevada's awesome. I mean, I could live in this state forever. We got snow. We got entertainment. And look, you and I are in Nevada. We're cool. I want to attract more people to Nevada and now we got hockey and we got the Raiders coming. It's awesome. For those who joined us, we're talking
right.
to Dale Snyder.
And we won last night.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I should have put money early. I knew they were going to make the playoffs. I think of that. Anyway, for those who joined us, we're talking to Dale Snyder, CEO of the Snyder Group. Dale, I'm fascinated by trends and watching, you know, what drives people. And so, you know, we had a lot of storms back east and hurricanes. And do you ever see trends where if back east has some bad weather that they kind of push more toward a state like Nevada where we don't really, knock on wood, have natural disasters?
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up because that's exactly what we see. And prior to modern marketing techniques that we're able to outsource and utilize, what we would do a decade ago is when we would see a bad storm hit the Northeast, we would go into Google and target our pay-per-click advertising in that sector, because that's when they're going to start looking at the areas like the Southeast and the you know, Southwest for relocation. And that's really driving our market. If you look at all the hurricanes that have happened in recent years and everything else going on, you know, there's a study out showing where most people are moving, and it's sourced from, what is it? I'm drawing a blank here. Let me find the infographic. It's the Where Americans Are Moving, and it came from the Van Lines National Migration Pattern Study. And it's showing that the states where most people are migrating to right now, Nevada is one of them.
Yes.
Yep, Nevada is one of the main states. And then Washington, Oregon, Idaho, you know, Arizona's high on the list. And especially when you look at the tax changes, too, we're seeing a big influx of Californians. I mean, normally about 30-35% of our market is what I've always heard is driven from California into Nevada. Well, we're seeing a larger influx again as well because of just the tax change.
Oh, I hear you. I know. It's amazing. I mean, they have to spend so much. Now they have to buy bags at Walmart. That's got to drive people crazy, you know? Dale, yeah. What about baby boomers? Are you seeing that, you know, a big concern that we have is baby boomers may start aging out of their single-family residence homes, but the millennials may not fill that glut. What are you seeing in terms of that trend?
You know, that's a great question. You know, and I would first say that this is a localized question, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we can discuss it from a national level, but if mm-hmm. we look at just the baby boomers, for example, when people look at retiring or relocating, you know, the markets they generally are drawn to are the warmer climates where it's the cost of living is lower, right? So when we look at Nevada, we have a big influx of people that like to retire in our community. So to best give you my pulse on this is what we're seeing, and I was talking with a colleague of mine in Phoenix about this, right, because mm-hmm. their market's very similar to ours, mm-hmm. is we're seeing a lot of the people that owned the larger customs that are in that category are selling that product and downsizing into still a nice product, but taking those funds in reinvesting them.
Ah.
Right. So we're seeing a big play in that area. And then we still have currently a very high demand for that Sun City type product. You know, we listed a home recently. We had, I think, 12 or 14 offers went above appraised value and sold it in 24 hours. So
wow.
That demand currently is very high for that product of the 55 and older. The challenge is for the millennials right now. You know, the ones that we've been working with is, you know, they're definitely interested in home ownership. There was some what I call scar tissue, if you will, in the community here. Like the downturn hit us so hard that there's a lot of people that are just have the doomsday mentality still that the bubble's going to burst again, so they don't want to own, right? But a lot
right.
of that millennial sector, I'm seeing, they do want to purchase. However, they're getting outbid because most of them are in that 300,000 and under, and it's just it's a frenzy, you know. And you have the cash buyers and people putting more money down, and then you have the millennials that are using FHA loans or a minimal amount down, and they can't cover to pay above appraised value. So they're just getting outbid. It's been the greatest challenge we've seen with the millennials.
So, I mean, would you recommend millennials buy? Would you recommend they wait until they can be more competitive with their bidding? Or what would you recommend they do?
Well, great question. And first and foremost, they need to work with an expert, right? They need to work with a market
right.
expert that really knows how to negotiate, that has relationships with the other brokers in that community. I mean, we had an agent on our team that got a FHA buyer accepted on a home that had over 12 offers and 6 of them were cash. Well, they accepted our client's offer, right? So a big part of it is, you know, just stay in it, right? Don't get
right.
discouraged. You may not get the first home, the second home, the third home, but just make sure you're working with a top agent or broker that's an expert at negotiating the art of the deal, right? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of sellers
yep.
are okay with taking a finance buyer because they want to have somebody occupy that home instead of it just being spun to an investor, right?
So
there's just some tactics you can use in the art of the deal. So I'd
so
say get in the market. You know?
Yeah, so Dale, we're running out of time. How do people find you?
Well, they can go to teamdrivenrealestate.com. They can they can email me at dale@tdre.me or call me or text me on my cell, 702-610-0096.
Dale, so awesome to have you. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much. All right, guys, don't go
you
away.
Bet.
We'll be right
Thank
back.
You.
Anytime. 1-877-DOLLY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back. All right, guys, we are back on the Doc and Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hate these outbreaks. I hate hearing about outbreaks, especially when they start to hit multiple states. And especially if it starts investigating a restaurant, which I really, really like. And I think the food is yummy. So, as we discussed last week, there was an E. coli outbreak. But what's new is it has now spread to seven states. 17 people have been infected. And it is prompting now an investigation by state and federal health officials. They say the states hit hardest by the outbreak is New Jersey. And other cases include Idaho, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Missouri, and Washington. There is an investigation of Panera Bread within New Jersey by the New Jersey Department of Health. We are unsure at this time if they are involved confirmatively, or if the other states citing outbreaks also involve Panera Bread. Now, the cases have resulted in six hospitalizations that started between March 22nd and March 31st, affecting mostly women.
Those sick range from 12 to 8. You know what? If this has to do with Panera Bread, I don't know if more women eat Panera than men. I think men really like Del Taco and Taco Bell. And, like, women like Mexican food, but I always see men eat Mexican food. But I see women eating soup bowls and salad. And so there's just a chance more women eat like that. I don't know if anybody has ever studied fast food and restaurant trends, you know, like Chipotle. Who would more likely go to Chipotle? Yeah, well, think about it, okay? You know, if you could eat spicy meat, who would be more likely to eat spicy meat, a man or a woman? Probably a man. If you were going to have a piece of food that was dripping hot sauce, who would be more likely to eat some food that was dripping, men or women? Okay? Women don't want drippy food. They don't want super spicy. They also don't want food that could leave things in their teeth. You'll never see a woman eat a poppy seed bagel. Have any of you ever seen a woman eat a poppy seed bagel? I haven't. I remember my mom did once, and I was like, oh my gosh, look in the mirror, please. You got black things all in between your teeth. Women, they just don't do that. They just don't do that. So, I don't know. So whenever you hear it affects women, some people are like, oh my gosh, well, there may be a genetic makeup or their phenotypic expression makes the female sex more susceptible to disease. No. Women like bread. That's what's going on. Anyway, the case has resulted in 6 hospitalizations and started between March 22nd and March 31st, affecting mostly women, and the sick range from 12 years old to 84. That's according to the CDC. But there's no known source at this time. They are not, no official is recommending people to avoid any particular restaurant or grocery store or any particular food because we just don't know. The CDC and the US FDA and the US Department of Agriculture Food Safety and Inspection Service are inspecting the outbreak. Okay, so what are we looking at? We're looking at the Shiga or the Shiga E. coli type, which is toxin producing. Even though most people will not get sick if they're healthy, people that do get sick between 2 to 8 days of swallowing it. They get diarrhea, stomach cramps, vomiting. Overall, they should get better within a week. However, for some, they may unfortunately go into kidney failure. I don't know if you guys remember years ago the whole Jack in the Box E. coli outbreak, and it was the O157:H71. This is the strain they're talking about. So how do you avoid E. coli? Well, E. coli is transmitted oral-fecal route. We talk about this. You cannot get something into your mouth that had anything to do with somebody's feces. So avoid putting your mouth on certain things, and you have to be very, very careful what surfaces you're eating off of. If somebody went to the bathroom, didn't wash their hands, played patty cake on the table, you lay your hamburger or a fry. See, what I think it is, I not that that would have anything to do with the restaurant in question, but this is what always bothers me, and this is what always concerns me. When I eat fries, I love fries. For a woman, fries are perfect. You know, you don't get too dirty. If you are going to dirty, get yourself all dirty eating a fry, you only can mess up your index finger and your thumb, you know, because you just pick a little fry, okay? I mean, we don't rarely put the whole fry container up to our mouth. But we take the fry, we eat it. For me, I love French fries. I love French fries. I almost love French fries as much as chocolate. So what happens when I pull out a French fry and 3 fall off the plate or out of my little container and onto the table? Do I throw those out? No. I eat the French fry. And if I see salt sediment left, I lick my finger and I pick up the salt. Oh, come on. You guys do that, too. You do that, too. Oh, don't act all holier than thou. If there is salt from one of your French fries, you will lick your finger and pick up the salt with your wet finger and then lick the finger. Oh, come on. Please. I know what you guys do. I watch. You know, when you're in radio, you get to, like, see everything. Kind of like, you know, in X-Men, right?
Who's the bald guy in the wheelchair in X-Men? I forget his name, but yeah. Magneto? No, Magneto is the Michael Fassbender guy. It's the other guy. Anyway. So, so that's my worry, that now I'm picking up what was ever on the table. All right, so you got to cook your meat completely, because you could also get E. coli from that. You got to wash your fruits and vegetables. You got to avoid raw milk. They say don't prepare food when you're sick. That's according to USA Today. If you do find yourself sick, they say write down what you've eaten, and we're talking, it could be a week in the past. All right, I don't remember what I ate yesterday. Seriously. I mean, you've got to remember what you did. What a week ago today, I really don't. Well, you know what? It definitely wasn't a salad. Let's just say that. Okay. Contact your doctor. Report your illness to the local health department. So that's some scary stuff. So, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of germs, there's a study, and this is one of those no-duh studies, where hand dryers in public restrooms may be spreading bacteria that to your hands, and you might want to think twice about using them. I don't know if you guys remember how a nurse had said, wash your stinking hands in this viral video. I think she was, we've had a couple nurses do that. One was upset about the flu, and then the other one had done a study on hand sanitizers, but this or hand dryers. But this one, this study was published in Applied and Environmental Microbiology, and they say hand dryers may be spreading bacteria. And they were from the University of Connecticut School of Medicine researchers. They looked at 36 bathrooms on campus. They scanned areas for the strain Bacillus subtilis, or PS533. And it was engineered in a nearby laboratory with other bacterial colonies. And then what they did is they put plates under the hand dryers for 30 seconds. Not the ones where you stick your hands in, but the ones where your hands are under. And the researchers have found 18 to 60 bacterial colonies and that PS533 that they, I guess, engineered in the laboratory. So the results indicate that a whole bunch of different bacteria, spores, etc., can be deposited on your hands when you go to the bathroom and use a hand dryer. So then how should you dry your hand? I would use paper towel. I would use paper towel, not those towels. Remember you used to pull down a towel and dry your hand on somebody else's towel? Remember that in the 80s? That was horrible. They also recommend that HEPA filters maybe be used. Honestly, bathrooms stink. Now everybody goes, yeah, well, the women's bathroom is always cleaner than the men's. Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. The women's bathroom can be just as messy, just as dirty. I would not even feign to act like a women's bathroom is cleaner. But I would just use a paper towel. But these blow dryers, I think they also blow it into your respiratory system. I'm not a big fan of blow dryers. I don't like them. I've never liked them. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Newsweek is reporting that there's a $300 hepatitis C treatment that is just as good as an $84,000 hepatitis C treatment. Then why the heck are we using this $300 hepatitis C treatment? They say this new treatment for hepatitis C, and for those of you not familiar with hepatitis C, hepatitis C is an interesting one. Hepatitis is a virus that affects your hep. So HEPA is liver. So tonsillitis is inflammation of the tonsils. Vaginitis, inflammation or infection of vagina. Hepatitis, inflammation or infection
of the liver. It's not always infection. You can get an alcoholic hepatitis. So itis usually means inflammation. But the hepatitis that's more common that we talk about often is the virally induced hepatitis, so it would be infectious. And there's hepatitis A, hepatitis B. When I was in school back in the 90s, there was non-A, non-B hepatitis. That's what they called it. They called it non-A, non-B. Then eventually, in the late 90s, they called it hepatitis C. Not sure why they didn't call it C, and I think the reason why is a non-A, non-B hepatitis could be anything. It could be D, E, F, G. But hepatitis C was isolated, and the same guy that discovered hepatitis C is also currently working on a hepatitis C vaccine 20 years later. So hepatitis C can be very scary because unlike hepatitis A, which you get from food, with hepatitis A, you can get exposed from contaminated food. You could get inflammation of the liver, but most of the time it's self-limiting and you can improve and you could usually live. Hepatitis C will sit with you and it could fester and it could destroy the liver, even cause cancer. So hepatitis C is a scary one. And you could get hepatitis C through IV drug use. You could get it from sex, get it from contaminated blood products, bodily fluids. So it's a scary one, which is why whenever anybody is concerned that they got an STD and they are concerned that they, you know, might have been exposed to HIV, I immediately go, well, what about hepatitis as well? We need to check you for hepatitis. I see more hepatitis cases than I do HIV. So hepatitis is some scary stuff. In fact, they've recommended that most people that ever had tattoos pre, I think, 1986 should be screened for hepatitis. So getting hepatitis C, if you don't treat it, it'll fester and brood and could destroy the liver. And your liver is responsible for dealing with the toxins in your blood. Livers also are responsible for metabolizing medicines, making cholesterol, dumping cholesterol. You need a functioning liver. Liver also makes sugar. Not having a functioning liver is dangerous. So there's a new treatment that costs just $300. And we are being told by Newsweek that it will deliver a cure rate of more than 97%, making it equal or even more effective than existing treatments. A nonprofit research team, Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative, said that a 12-week clinical trial of the combination treatment involving new drug candidate Ravitasvir. Whenever you guys see a drug name that ends in vir, like acyclovir, that means it's a medicine that's antivirus that affects viruses. So it's very cool. Remember, everybody thinks, you know, doctors are rocket scientists. We're not. We don't know what the hell all these medicines do. So we try to end the medications, or actually we don't. The chemical guys, the chemists, and the pharmacologists are like, you know what, these doctors, they need our help. We need to, you know, dumb it down for them. So why don't we just end all medicines in the same class the same? Or in the majority of classes the same. So like atorvastatin, it ends as a statin, so we know it's a cholesterol medication. Labetalol, atenolol, it ends in an OL, it's a beta blocker. Ravitasvir, acyclovir, vir, it's an antiviral medication. And we doctors don't realize that they have these conversations about us behind our back. Everybody always makes fun of doctors. They do. Oh, doctors are so dumb. They don't know medicines and they don't know how to... That's what they talk about with us. And I'm like, excuse me, we're trying to memorize all these medicines. We're trying to use all these medicines. Thank you for simplifying it for us. But we would have done it even if you didn't simplify it for us, okay? We could have done this. So, the treatment, okay? Oh, so they compared this to sofosbuvir. Sofosbuvir, that's the expensive one, and they showed it to be safe and effective with an extremely high cure rate, including hard-to-treat cases. So the treatment costs the equivalent of $3.50 a day. It uses medicines produced by Egyptian drug manufacturer Farco Pharmaceuticals. The trials took place in Malaysia, and they hope that the new treatment will help those who cannot afford to pay the prices of current treatments. Now, U.S. manufacturer Gilead Sciences is the company that previously offered the 12-week treatment for hepatitis C, and the sofosbuvir is sold as Sovaldi, and Sovaldi costs $84,000. Gilead has also combined sofosbuvir with lopinavir, so that's another antiviral, to create a combo treatment called Harvoni. I know, I'm thinking of that song. Anyway, the cost of a 12-week treatment using Harvoni is $94,500. So they say that the results indicate that this combo is comparable to the best hepatitis C therapies available today, and it does work well. I have to tell you, it does work well. So we need to find more reasonable alternatives. So they go a little bit more into how the newer, the cheaper medicine is. But the problem we have is we have 71 million people currently living with hepatitis C. And hepatitis C is spreadable. So the disease can result in conditions like we talked about, liver cirrhosis, cancer. Apparently it kills 400,000 people a year worldwide. So having a $94,000 medication or an $84,000 medication doesn't really do jack diddly squat for the average person. So they end up going without treatment. Now, in America, we're very, very spoiled. You know, this is why we can't really debate what to do with Obamacare and how to revamp health care without having the conversation of how do we pick and choose which medicines we use, who's gonna get them. You know, can everybody in America that has hepatitis C get the $84,000 medication? Probably not. I'd like that to happen, but if they don't have the insurance that decides to cover it, or if they don't have insurance at all, they're not going to get it. And insurance companies have to make this decision. They don't have any problem making that decision. They denied. Then all of a sudden it gets into the media, and then, you know, sometimes they get to change their mind, or the doctor gets on the phone and says, look, you've got to, you know, give my patient this medication. But if a medication, if we are talking, close to $100,000 to treat every hepatitis C patient, that's just one disease. That's just one, and that patient that has hepatitis C, many times they have other medical problems as well. We want to cure bad diseases. I want that. I'm a doctor. I want everybody with hepatitis C cured. I want everyone with HIV cured. I want everyone with cancer cured. I will never say, here, treat that person and not that person. No, I won't do it. And I have practiced medicine asking for everybody to get everything. Well, because I don't want to triage. I don't want to do that. That's not why I went to medical school. I'm not God. I'm not going to decide. I'm not going to judge who gets to live and who doesn't. I'm going to write the medication, and then I'm going to leave it up to whoever. And I'm going to fight the fight for every patient. But it's... The healthcare system doesn't work like that. And so I'm excited about this because if we can make a cheaper treatment, we could then hopefully get more insurance to pay for it, and then we can hopefully get everybody treated. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.